pay close heed to my every word.
Reach out, touch faith.
Podcast episode 377. I'm Matt Darson.
Clay Inferno.
Clay, how's it going? It's another hot day out there. You better be careful.
Another hot one.
Yeah. Hot in the city. Hot in the city tonight.
I know. I already went to do my laundry this morning, and wow. Hot out there.
I don't go out on Sundays before the podcast. That's my rule.
I used to do the laundry after the podcast, and then there I realized there's way too many people up there, like that woke up on a Sunday and are lazily doing their laundry. I go up there, and most times I haven't read my comics yet, so I go up there and read my comics in the laundromat, and it's nice.
That works.
Quite a nice little routine.
I can't do laundry on Sunday. That's too. Sunday afternoon. It's too crowded. Too crazy. I was thinking of Larry David when he was pretending to be the Jewish, pretending to be like Orthodox Jew, and like they were so Cheryl had used like the wrong silverware or whatever, you know, like
the plates.
Yeah, and they were like, you have to bury the forks, you have to go, or you have to bury the silverware now because it was you used it on meat or whatever it was. I don't even know. And Larry's like, no burying before coffee. I'll go after coffee. No burying before coffee. So that was my thinking. There's no going out before podcasting.
Oh, I like that. I used to do that. That was my shit. I just recently switched it up a little bit.
I mean, it's not like I'm. There's nothing to do. It's not like I'm shirking responsibilities.
Yeah.
Like I just refuse to go out and not do anything. If I had something to do, I would do it. I suppose, but I don't know. But good for you, getting up and reading comics.
We were supposed to have gone and done a thing, and it got canceled. So
that's right. We should be hanging out right now. So, but it's all right.
But here we are hanging out doing a
podcast. Yeah, we are. That's right. And we were texting a little yesterday. So I want to.
Oh, yeah. Found
my box of comics on the street. That I found walking down the street. So, of course, you know, we live in a major metropolitan area, and there's always a lot of moving going on at this time of year.
College kids.
Yeah. I found a giant box of trades. Like, mostly
you got some good stuff.
Yeah, mostly DC. There was a lot of stuff in there, and I just kind of – I didn't want to, like, be out there rummaging, although, I mean, I guess it could have. What's the difference? But, like
– I have no shame. If I was with you, I would have been like, okay – let's figure out, oh, look, they threw away a Trader Joe's bag, too. I'm going to use this to fill up my bag and walk away.
That would have been fine, actually, because what was going on? Here's the story. I was going down to a comic book store because my Prime was sold out of a couple things.
Whoa.
And, you know, like, I don't know. There's been a couple things I've fallen behind on. I haven't gotten the last couple Fight Club threes. I haven't gotten. So anyway, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go. I think my Prime has sort of dialed it back on how many copies they buy of certain things, because when I get there, sometimes after work, they're all gone.
On a Wednesday?
Yeah, on a Wednesday.
That's traditional weird. Wednesday. So not even going on the Thursday or maybe the late Saturday.
No, I'm going on the day.
Sometimes I get so caught up and I like have to go on Saturday. I have to go on Saturday.
Oh, hey, I hear you. We're all busy, but I almost always try to go Wednesday after work. So I went this week, and yeah, it was gone. So anyways, I'm walking down there. So I didn't have a backpack or something, carry something. So because if I go to a store and buy something, I don't like to get a bag. That's another thing that I, you know, I'm not a...
Well, it's mostly the law now.
Right, right. I don't want to pay for a bag.
Yeah.
And I also don't want to just, I just don't want to use a bag. But
they might give you a bag. It's like a shitty paper bag that's going to rip in like 2 minutes with like one trade paperback in it.
And you got to pay 10 cents for it too. In Boston, by the way, for anyone who didn't know that. If you, it's a fee. Anyway, so I'm walking. I should have brought the thing, but I didn't. It was kind of hot. I was like, I don't want to lug a giant bag around. So I'm walking down the street. I see this big thing of trades. So I go through and I grab a couple. One of them was that Joker Death of the Family thing, which I've been wanting to buy for like a while just because it's the Joker and it's a cool cover and everything. But it's like $30.
And you also like, you have it. That's probably the easiest way to read something like that. It's not like you're going to pull out all the issues. Yeah.
I mean, I bought all the issues, but I don't know. Some of them have probably been sold by now. So I grabbed that. I grabbed a couple other Tony Daniel Batman trades.
There.
And then I'm like, okay. I got to keep walking. I can't, you know. So and then I was walking, and I was texting with you. And I was like, I felt kind of weird. I didn't want to grab the whole thing. And you were like, I would have grabbed the whole thing. And so I was kind of like, all right. So, you know, I walked back. I turned around and started to walk back towards my apartment. And as I was walking back, I grabbed a couple more because I was like, well, what the hell? I'm here. I'll grab a couple more. I grabbed that Arkham City and a Justice League and all that. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to go home. I'm going to get my book back and I'll come back and I'll grab a few more. And by the time I went back, cleared out. The box was there and it had like two little like books in it, not like comic books, but like books. And I was like, wow, somebody just came and they didn't even take the whole box though. So it was really, they just took all the trades.
Yeah.
And it was gone.
Well, so, you know what? You do to get it over on the second guy that comes by because you were able to have, you might be bummed out you didn't get all of them, but you were able to have first pick. You got the good bread. Out of there, yes. Is what I'm saying.
That's right.
You got the first pick. And you're like, let's forget the bag. If I'm going to carry, this is the amount I'm going to carry, and I'm getting all of the best ones.
Right. No, you're exactly right. I did get the good bread. The only one I really was like, wow, that's awesome, was the Joker one. Everything else, you know, is I'm mildly interested in, but I got the one that I wanted. And some of these other ones I might just flip, so as I said. So
you're a flipper.
Well, some of them are hardcover. Hardcover trades flip pretty easily.
Pretty good.
So I'm not gonna make like a fortune, but I didn't pay anything.
Right.
Obviously. So there you go. Yeah, if you wanna, you know, you might find something, just
keep your eyes
peeled around
out there.
Walk around the city. You never know. But that was our communications yesterday.
Yeah, I was telling you how much of a busy day I was having.
Yeah, you went and sat in a graduation, and then you got on your bike.
Mm-hmm.
And rode.
And then we had a show for, it was part of Pride.
Oh, yes.
It was a live podcast at the WBUR City Space, so that was pretty fun. Nice. Les hang out.
Yeah, that's what I
And what they were saying was like they go through like movies and TV shows and say like if they should have been gay or like why they should have been gay. And they made some compelling arguments about how Captain Marvel should have been gay.
Okay.
And that they
I mean she could be. We don't know.
Think maybe that she could be. And they're always that people are shipping Brie Larson and Tessa Thompson as Valkyrie, saying that they could have a nice little relationship. Why won't they? Huh? Go for it.
I don't know. I think she's already got that other friend that she could be, you know, she could be shipped with.
Yeah, they were shipping them as well on the stage. So that was actually pretty fun, and it's comic book related.
Yeah, in a way. There you go. I mean, like we talked about before, Kevin Feige said that there is a Marvel character that we know already who is actually gay, and it could be Captain Marvel. It, you know, like we said, it could. Most of them have sort of romantic ties already.
Right.
But it could be Captain Marvel. It could be...
Quicksilver. Either one.
Quicksilver.
Evan Peters or Kick-Ass.
Well, Kick-Ass is dead.
Yeah, Kick-Ass is dead.
I mean, it could be Anthony Mackie. I mean, you know, Falcon Cap. He doesn't have any kind of whatever.
On your left. He likes it on his left. That's how he likes it. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either, but I'm sure it was mildly offensive to someone.
I hope so.
Anyways, good. Yeah, that's good. Captain Marvel was a good example. You know, not only would she be the beacon of hope for the first female Marvel, you know, solo movie, whatever, and hey, she could be a good symbol for the LGBTQ community if she just stops talking. Anyways, there was something I read somewhere. I probably shouldn't. I don't want to get all political, but that stuff is all over the place. All these people are like, well, this creator said this, and this creator said this. Chelsea Kane got into some trouble, I guess, too. And I don't know. I liked her, but I don't know. Maybe she, I want politics in my comics.
Ask her about her feminist agenda. Chelsea Kane.
Yeah. Whatever. People are lashing out. People lash out at everybody. Oh, she was the one who had that "Ask Me About My Feminist Agenda" T-shirt thing, right?
That's what I was referencing.
Yes, yes. That's what I forgot about. I forgot that was her. So, anyway, speaking of comics, we got a bunch of War of the Realms tie-ins. Yes,
I'm not reading those, so.
But I mean, like, if it's a regular book, you know what I mean? Like, Captain Marvel was a War of the Realms tie-in. So did it just not happen to be any of your books, or did you just skip it?
No, I don't read Captain Marvel.
I know, but okay. So none of your books were War of the Realms tie-ins, is that?
Nope. Oh, 0%. 0%. What did you get?
Oh, okay. So this Captain Marvel is not that... This book, it's gotten really shitty. So now this thing, so the Enchantress is like ruling South America as part of this War of the Realms thing. And so they're trying to, like, you know, the heroes go down there and they're trying to, like, kick her out. So Doctor Strange and Captain Marvel and Black Widow are all fighting the Enchantress. And she pulls some kind of, you know, Asgardian voodoo or whatever and switches bodies with Doctor Strange. So Captain Marvel and Doctor Strange switch bodies.
Oh.
It's like, oh, boy. All right. So that's, you know, hilarity ensues.
Yes.
It's like a, this body is so, and she's like, don't touch my boobs kind of thing. And it's
oh,
like,
my God.
Oh, this is so silly. There's one kind of interesting moment where she realizes that Doctor Strange's hands are literally always in pain. And she's like, how do you do this?
And he's that's true. And I remember they used to draw them like where they're all like kind of fucked up. Like all like, they don't draw them like that every time. It's not like practical, but like they're like with the fingers like going every which way.
Yeah, yeah. He usually wears gloves or whatever, but
yeah.
In the movie, they do. They add like makeup to his hands. And even when he hands Thanos the stone, his hands are kind of shaking and stuff. I like that. That was a nice
power stone.
The power stone, which is in fact a time stone. But yeah. So, but yeah, that was kind of a nice little. That was a nice moment because you do forget, like, oh yeah, this guy's hands are all fucked
dealing
up.
With chronic pain. That's a real thing.
Yeah, exactly. But. You know, and then they had a to be continued. How are these two going to? Because she needs to now, like, what's her name? Captain Marvel in Doctor Strange's body has to learn how to cast the spell that will get them back. So it's silly.
Sounds like you want to kick that skank to the curb.
I kind of do. I want it to be better. It's really just what I want.
It's not that good. I mean, you know, you don't have like, Kelly Sue on it anymore. It's just whatever. No, I don't even know who writes that book.
Where is it? Do I have it in front of me?
Somebody that I'm a fan of.
No, I don't have it with me.
Great.
It's all right. It's not that good.
But the art is not that good. The only good thing about it is my former Robin Hood number one colorist, Tamara Bond Villain, does the color. So that's pretty good. There was that. And there was also War of the Realms in Deadpool, which was, it's actually kind of funny. He kind of makes fun of it. He's kind of like, wait, like, what's going on?
That's a surprising book for you to pick up.
Yeah, I decided to start picking up this because it's Scotty Young and he's pretty funny.
You buy a Deadpool War of the Realms, but not a dot.
No, because it's just Deadpool number 13. It's not Deadpool.
Oh, but you were already reading Deadpool.
Yeah, I was already reading.
Something I did not know. Did not know that.
Yeah, I thought I'd give it a try. It's not bad. And there are these kind of like goofy, because he's in Australia, and there are these kind of goofy Australian superheroes that are like all like, they're fighting off the trolls or whatever, and he's kind of like making fun of them because they have like goofy names. And there's just one of them called it's the Tasmanian Devil, but they can't say it. So he's like, and this here is the Tasmanian Murfer. And he's like, what? Deadpool's like, what? And she's like, this is the Tasmanian Murfer. We can't say his name, but, you know, like.
We watched Lego Movie Part 2, the second part, last night. And they're like, and here's Larry Poppins. And it's like a guy version of Mary Poppins.
Oh,
that's a good one. Did you see that?
No, I haven't seen the second Lego movie yet. I should. Anyway, so I don't know. Yeah, this War of the Realms thing. Ugh. I know it's selling well, but boy, I hope it ends soon.
Well,
I don't
want to
fuck it on my books.
And then DC will reach out to Jason Aaron, and then he'll go over there and write the New Gods.
Maybe.
Just like Jack Kirby.
Oh. Or Bendis or any of those guys.
Mac.
Romita.
Deadpool was in a comic that I was reading. I wonder if you picked up. If you happen to see it on the shelf. Peter David and Dale Keown back for an Incredible Hulk special.
A little Hulk special.
And it was great.
It was so good. Fun. I really liked it. I mean, a little sort of retrospective on Hulk and Betty and what went on there. And
well, I don't know what's going on with the Hulk nowadays, so this is the perfect Hulk comic for me. Because it just picks up from the 90s storyline or something.
Yeah, well, it was really, and that was the golden age of Hulk comics for me. Yes. I really liked that era. Peter David was so good, and Dale Keown, who I don't even know, I haven't seen him in a while, but.
And what a great storyteller. He's not like a Greg Capullo or a Todd McFarlane style. He's more just like straight up comic book artist. He's more like Ed McGuinness like style.
Yeah, I think like Ed McGuinness or like a Mark Bagley. Kind of a
yeah.
Yeah.
And I miss that. I wish, you know, I don't know what he's up to, but.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he'll be back.
What was his Image comic? Remember he had like an Image comic?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Or was he drawing the Max or something?
I don't think so. I think
no. I think they did a Max and whatever his comic was, like crossover.
It was something like that. Was it something
kind of similar to Max? You just got really quiet.
Really?
Now you're back. Back. It was only for, it was literally for like a second.
Oh. Pit. He did the Pit.
That's the Pit.
Yes.
Max.
Well, he did a Hulk Pit crossover thing.
Max Pit.
And he did 20 issues of the Pit. Yeah.
Bendis.
Pit. That's right. Kind of reminded me of the Max. Yeah.
Yeah, because he's like kind of like a big or the purple. Hulk. Kind of
or
thing,
not
yeah.
purple, but he's big. And, yeah, he's like hulky. Yeah.
That was fun.
So
huh? That was really good.
Apparently they're doing these because they're celebrating 80 years of Marvel. So I guess they're kind of doing these little one shots of all these characters. And mm-hmm. I think they also consider this, they must also consider this the golden age of of Hulk because they brought back like they
no
brought
better
back,
Hulk, no better Hulk than that stuff
right there. It was good stuff. Well, apparently that new Hulk sells pretty well. That the new Immortal Hulk. I don't know.
It's more like an EC like horror kind of comic. Speaking of which, let's talk. Can we switch gears? There's definitely other comics we should talk about, like Batman. I got this Black Cat comic, and also
I got
Peter Oldman Quill.
Oh,
both Oldman Quill and Black Cat are kind of like Black Cat was like a little lame, I thought.
Yeah,
I'm used to reading Catwoman stories. It's basically like the same thing.
It is. It's basically,
but it's not
Catwoman.
As cool. It's not as cool.
Yeah.
And like this Black Fox guy who I know, he's like a classic like Spider-Man kind of dude, but they kind of make him out to be like a James Bond or like a bad guy James Bond or something. And he's like playing
like, I taught you everything.
Baccarat against Dracula, which is straight out of Casino Royale, the book and the movie. But then he kind of like heists the card game like in that Tony Soprano and that Sopranos with the 10 boxes of ZD kind of thing, you know?
I don't remember that, but...
He's playing the card game, and he, like, robs Dracula and fights Dracula, and it's like, all of a sudden, like, always in these Spider-Man comics, they're like, remember Morbius, or remember, you know, like, Mole Man, or Dracula. Remember these comics from the 70s that are horror? They like always just like they show up out of nowhere. Like all of a sudden, I'm reading this Black Cat comic, and in the backup, there's Dracula making a special appearance. It's like,
I know,
all right,
so weird. Yeah, remember horror? Remember when we did that?
And that Wonder Twins book, they also had DC Comics has a Dracula too, because it's like public domain.
Right,
Frankenstein. I think both companies have Frankenstein. Both companies have Dracula. And it's like, come on, guys.
But I mean, there's other vampires. Like they always.
There's other vampires. Yeah,
can always do vampires.
Blade, Mac, Pitt.
So,
anyways,
what were you gonna say?
I was gonna say let's shift gear to talk movies and TV.
Okay.
Let's start over at TV. Swamp Thing came out on DC Universe. People were loving it.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. It's not really my kind of show. I'm not like so much of a horror guy. I'm way over the zombies, you know. But and so this is kind of like this version of Swamp Thing is a little bit like True Blood, and it's a little bit like The Walking Dead. It's like a horror show, but, you know, based in the swamps and everything.
Right.
And it's pretty good. So there's only been two episodes. This last episode, Swamp Thing, like, kind of grows, you know, picture like Poison Ivy does, like, can just grow vines.
Right.
So he, like, grows vines and, like, has this bad guy, like, totally up on all fours, like stretched completely out, like a guy's like in a big X, and he completely tears him apart. And it was like pretty gory and kind of gross and pretty cool. So like the plant guy rips this guy into four pieces, and like his body just explodes and like blood and guts and gore like everywhere. So like that was cool. And then they announced though that they're not renewing it for a second season already. Two episodes. And but apparently everything else has been picked up, like Doom Patrol is really good and Titans. So people are bummed. People are bummed out about Swamp Thing.
Yeah. Well, it's either just too much money or
how
I don't
do they
know,
make
whatever.
These kind of decisions? Like,
yeah, I don't know. Two episodes in and they go, nah, that's weird. Very bizarre. Yeah. I read that they canceled it. I read people were mad, although I don't have Disney. DC Universe,
I mean, I think when you know, if you liked like Umbrella Academy or anything sort of kind of like that, I think Doom Patrol is worth watching when they eventually you'll be able to watch it on in a, like 2 years. It'll be on Amazon Prime or something or Netflix.
Right,
it's worth your time for sure.
Yeah,
but Swamp Thing's gonna go. away.
But Swamp Thing's gone. Apparently, Deadly Class canceled as well.
Canceled that as well.
Happy canceled. All these comic book shows are falling by the wayside.
And then here's one that did not surprise me. They were like, The Good Place ends after season 4. But it's like, you know the story of the show. Like, you can't.
Right.
They can't keep reinventing it every season.
Yeah.
You know, like, creatively, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It, like, let that one I'm not surprised about. And, like, let's just have that be the 4 seasons. That's fine.
Right. Well, it's one thing if they're just like, okay, we're going to stop making the show. It's another thing if it's like, you're done. Canceled. You know, like.
Yeah. So they could have probably done as many seasons as they wanted to, but they'll probably end up wrapping up the story in 4 and just being like, this is it.
Well, that's good. If you wrap, you know, if you're done telling the story, I mean, honestly, like you talking about The Walking Dead, I haven't watched that in a couple of years, but I think that just needs to go. Like Rick Grimes isn't even on anymore. And neither is, what's her name? Michonne. Cause she's like, I'm just going to take that Marvel money.
Like, yeah. Right. Yeah,
and same thing with what's her name, whatever her name, Maggie. I actually read something.
They're like, even the actors are like, oh, they're still making that show.
Well, wait, I'm still working on that show. But like, I actually read. I don't know. Should we? I don't know if you want to spoil the warning. We're not even reading the Walking Dead comic, but there was a major. There was a major.
That used to be the cardinal rule. You couldn't. Among comics podcasters, you couldn't spoil The Walking Dead, but I think that it's what they've done to us over the TV. I think that you should, because I want to know. Tell me what happened.
All right. Yeah. No one listens anyway, but apparently, yeah, they did. They killed Rick Grimes in the latest issue of The Walking Dead.
So, dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. I don't know if that means like, they're probably wrapping up. It was issue like 192. I don't know if he's planning on doing like 200 and stopping. I would hope. I mean, I don't like, it's one of those things where it's like, let's kill the main character. And then it's like, oh, we're going to keep going. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just for shock value or something. I mean, maybe it's still good. Honestly, I was trade reading The Walking Dead, so I didn't really.
Yeah. You probably like me. You got it to like 7 or 8 trades or maybe even 10. Who knows how many there are now?
I mean, I think they're on,
I guess it's probably 16 19 or 16. If they're 10, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. I kind of gave up. I feel bad, but yeah, you know. Comic book is fine.
It's nice if it's a tight, like, 200, and you're just like, okay, that
would
be wrapped
cool.
up Invincible, and, you know, there's only, like, Stan and Jack are the ones that, like, hold the records. I like it when Cerebus or Sandman is like, it's 100. That's it.
Yeah, or Cerebus did 300. 200. Dave Sim. Although he's done so many, like, little one-shot stuff.
Yeah, right. But the series itself is a complete story.
Right, right.
And that's awesome.
Sandman, and he wanted, I mean, I do like that. And it's he did it for years. I mean, 300, God. But like he wanted Cerebus to get old. Like he didn't want it to be like Peter Parker perpetually in high school or whatever.
Peter Parker perpetually.
Yeah.
Oh damn it! I was trying to do it.
Peck of peppers.
Pick Parker.
Parker, you know, been in high school for 30 years. So in like the last in Cerebus 300, he got like he was like really old and he died. So like that was it.
Right.
But I don't know. It's hard. At the same time, it's hard. I mean, even Terry Moore, who had like this plan to do Strange in Paradise, and like there was going to be this like 5-year gap where the characters didn't talk to each other, like the two main characters, where they like sort of broke up, although they were just friends at that point. But like, you know, and they didn't talk to each other for many years, and then they're gonna. But even then, I think he was just like, I'm just gonna. Just screw it. I'm just gonna have them get back together now.
Yeah.
And then he ended it at 90, and now he's still going, but like it's all different stories and stuff. But it was kind of, I mean, it's hard, I would have like imagine. I couldn't even do I did 4 issues and I was like, whew, man.
Right.
What the hell? What the hell else am I gonna do? But so
well, spoiler warning. Since we're getting into this, I need to talk about Dark Phoenix. You gave me explicit permission to talk about Dark Phoenix, though you have not seen the movie.
No, I have not seen it. But I know pretty much, I think we know what happens, right?
You saw X-Men 3, right?
We've all read Dark Phoenix. We know Jean Grey gets infected with the alien thing.
Gets infected. She gets the Phoenix Force, you know, in full energy, max energy, maximum effort.
Yeah.
Some other things happen. Raven, they keep calling Jennifer Lawrence's character Raven in this movie. They don't call her Mystique at all. I don't know if that's maybe something that was talked about in the last terrible X-Men movie. X-Men Apocalypse.
Right.
Wow. But anyways, she gets skewered like a oh so many Dracula from the back of the Black Cat comic.
Going back to that?
Yeah. She gets she's in a big fight. There was a big fight at Jean Grey's house in X-Men 3 too, wasn't there? Like where they had...
Yeah.
They de-aged them and they were like went back and were talking to Jean's parents. Well, they kind of like it's rebooted and it's different, but they do have this same big fight outside of Jean's parents' house. And Jean is so powerful that Quicksilver tries to do like his thing where he slows down time, but the Phoenix Force sort of works as fast and she can like kind of go into the quote-unquote like speed force with him so she can like anticipate his next move, so she's more powerful even than like the fastest person, and she kind of Raven tries to talk some sense into her, gets really close to her, and they're like no, don't fight us anymore, Jean, we're trying here to try to help you, like the whole X-Men shows up and like we're trying to help you, like come home with us, let's help you, and kind of inadvertently but like definitely by, like, you know, using the Force to push her away, she pushes Raven, and she, like, gets impaled on, like, some big spike and dies. So it's, like, not like she...
I think that was pretty obvious from the trailers that it was going to be her. Also, so, I think she's done with these movies.
Yeah, well, you can hear, like, I wrote in my review, you could hear the gasp of the contractual obligation being met. When she was like, I'm dead now. she was practically taking out like makeup removal wipes from her pocket to get that stuff off of her face. Yeah.
Still on screen. Yeah.
while she's impaled on the big spike. Yeah. But that was fine. It wasn't bad. It wasn't as terrible as Apocalypse was. It was it was an okay movie. It wasn't as good as Days of Future Past or X-Men First Class of all these movies, but it's definitely like can sit among them as like a pretty decent movie. It's okay.
I mean, the reviews were pretty rough, and it did not make a lot of money. I think people are just tired of this. Like they're just like,
yeah. I mean, I've pretty tired of it too. They kind of go to Genosha. That's right. Where like Magneto's kind of living with his band of mutants, and he's like retired. He's kind of like doing like his Apocalypse Now thing. He's just like, I'm living on this island. Leave me alone.
Right.
We can build our own society here or whatever. And he doesn't have like the helmet on until he like really needs to start fighting. Which was pretty cool. So you see, like, some good Fassbender. All the main actors are all really good.
Not so much Apocalypse, I guess, but even, I mean, Michael Fassbender's stuff has always been so good in these movies. He really makes Magneto into
Sophie Turner, Game of Thrones. She was really, really good as Jean Grey. Like, she really kind of sold it for me. I thought she was great. You know, whether it matched up with the comics or whatever, like, no, kind of can't, so it's kind of whatever. But they did some comic book stuff, and it was okay. It was, you know, it's worth your time.
All right. Well, no.
I think if you've been a fan of these movies, you know, like, but, it's not bad.
Can I have to ask a question, and I haven't seen it, but I want to get your take. One thing I did read was, so at the end of Apocalypse, you probably don't even remember, but like, because it was so bad. But like, Jean Grey kind of gets like all flamey and Phoenix-y to destroy Apocalypse. Like, they're all kind of shooting at Apocalypse, and one of the she kind of is like the final, like, and she gets all, and her eyes get all flame. So she, like, they kind of make it seem like she's got this in her.
She
but
does.
Then she, but then she goes to space and it,
and she and gets. Yeah, so she has the kind of the kinetic, telekinetic, powerful. You know, she shows abilities at a really young age, and that's when Charles, like, she's like 8 or 10 when, I won't ruin the first 10 minutes of the movie, which was all set up, but Charles Xavier adopts her basically, and brings her to the school, which we all know that happens anyways. But that happens because she's showing mutant abilities at 8 years old. So she has this. She does have like the fiend. She does have like her own set of powers. But when they go to save the space shuttle Endeavor in the X-Men jet, this was the coolest part of the movie. Like, they did a whole X-Men thing with Nightcrawler bamfing over into the space shuttle and people bamfing back onto the X-Jet and saving the astronauts. And then also, while they're doing that, like, Quicksilver has to move around, like, really fast to save the astronauts too, you know? And then, like, so that there's, like, this really cool action scene with, like, a lot of rescuing and, like, bamfing back and forth and Quicksilver running real fast. And then, like, the last thing they have to do requires Jean to go over there and save, like, the last guy. But there's only, like, a specific way that it needs to happen. And when she gets over there, she's able to do it. Like, she's using her telekinetic abilities to hold the space shuttle together. Mm-hmm. But this solar flare cloud is kind of mixed in with her using her powers. And it, like, sort of amplifies everything she has going on. And the Phoenix Force actually, you know, has been around since the dawn of time. It was the same force that created the universe and stuff. So it, like, merged with her. Because she had already had, like, a little bit of it in her. I guess we all have a little bit of it in us. Oh, but she had more. Like, she has more than anyone else. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's kind of like the Force. So she becomes super powerful then. And then when she comes back, you know, it kind of, like, wipes her out, and Beast does a bunch of tests. Is like, whoa, she's like supernova. Like, she's like has so much power and stuff. Like, whoa, crazy. And then she, like, kind of ends up, like, accidentally, like, if she gets, like, upset about something, like, accidentally, like, wrecking this big party that all the X-Men are at, like, by, like, knocking down walls because her head, she has, like, a big headache, and it just, like, starts shaking everything everywhere. You know what I mean? So it's like, she kind of starts hurting her friends a little bit, and then she tries to get redemption with, like, part of her family and stuff. So, like, that's, like, kind of, like, the main crux of the story. But, I mean, there was some dumb parts, but it wasn't really as dumb as Apocalypse. I mean, this movie was actually pretty cool and pretty fun to watch.
All right. That's good to know.
Those guys are all good, like Beast and...
Nicholas Holt is good.
Quicksilver.
Right.
Yeah, those guys are good. Ty Sheridan was cool, but...
Yeah. Do they have the romance angle there with Cyclops and Jean Grey? Are they kind of...
They're definitely like boyfriend and girlfriend. There's no Wolverine in this. Like,
right.
Well, that would be weird because of the age difference, but there's just... He's not mentioned. There's no cameo. There's no Stan Lee cameo. There's, like, none of that stuff, you know?
Yeah. What about Jessica Chastain? What is her deal?
So if we're going to really spoil the movie here.
We don't have to. Done enough.
No. But, like, I'll tell you what she is. She's an alien shapeshifter that took over the look. Like, she could be a male soldier from this alien race that's comes down to Earth. He sees this Jessica Chastain as a, you know, whoever she is, Barbara or whatever her name is, sees her, kills her, takes her, like, identity. And then so the alien is just Jessica Chastain through the rest of the movie.
But she's an alien. But
their thing is that alien needs to use the Phoenix Force in that now lives in Jean Grey to take over the Earth so that their civilization is like, it's kind of like a Krypton thing, like their planet exploded right. or something. So they need to like take over the Earth and just rule everything and, you know, flourish by using
like most Phoenix. alien yeah. races want
yeah,
to.
They want to take over the world.
Yeah, and they really like Earth.
Kind of, you know, she's right. Okay. I mean,
okay. I was just curious if she's not anybody in X-Men lore or anything like that.
I still think that all the stuff I told you, I did leave out a big part like that happens at the beginning. I still think that even if you know this stuff going in, you'll still have a pretty good time. It's okay. I said in my review, it's the okayest X-Men movie.
Okay. That's good to know. I mean,
it's better than a C. It's like a solid B. It might be a B+. It's a B+.
All right. Well, let's get a Clay
Apocalypse
Inferno
is B+. Like a D-.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Okay.
And I didn't. Here's another thing. I'll stop talking about it now. But like, there was X-Men that I was like, I had to like remember if I saw them before. Like, do we see this guy before? Because there's always been so many different versions of the X-Men.
I know.
And you know what I mean? Like, I didn't know that. I guess Nightcrawler was in the last movie, but yeah, pretty much blocked out that movie. So I don't really remember Nightcrawler being in it. But then there'll be like X-Men showing up and be like, oh, is that guy in there? There's a Kitty Pryde in there. But there's no Iceman because Iceman died in Days of Future Past or something.
But that was different. That was no, we haven't seen young Iceman.
Oh, we haven't.
First class era Iceman yet.
Okay. I was hoping they would have that because, but they used Storm when they're out drinking in the woods. They used Storm to make some ice cubes in there.
She was in the last one, too.
Their drinks. Yeah.
Storm was in Apocalypse.
Yeah. And she's really good in this movie, too.
Yeah. What's her name? Olivia Munn is Psylocke.
Olivia Munn is not in this.
Jesus. What a waste.
What a waste of Olivia Munn.
Yeah. I mean, just to. She was probably like, no, that movie sucked. I'm not doing this one again.
Yeah, she wouldn't really need to be in it, I guess. You know what I mean? There's no, like, there wouldn't be no story for her. There wouldn't be a part, really. I guess unless she was, like, just on Genosha with Magneto.
Right. Well, at the end of the last one, she kind of just, like, went off on her own and decided, like, but it kind of did, you almost made it, she was like, I'll be back, and she never did.
And I'll be back in the Gambit movie.
I'll be back when Marvel takes over.
Yeah.
Maybe, probably not.
And who knows?
Who knows?
Do you think they'll even release the New Mutants movie? Who knows? They might just shelve it.
Yeah, at this point, it's been delayed like so many times. Maybe go direct to, you know, streaming or whatever.
Oh, I guess they could put it on their Disney thing.
God.
Right?
Yeah, I guess. Know. Yeah, I don't know how that all works, how the rights to all that stuff works.
On top of this is like a sidebar, but on top of DC Universe, I guess they're going to launch a Warner streaming thing. I guess that would have Warner Brothers movies, HBO stuff or something. I don't know.
What do you mean? Like,
I wouldn't want to pay for DC Universe and Warner. It would be like paying for Disney and a Marvel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it just sucks. Make it one. Just make it one.
No, like, what would be on the Warner? I guess the Dark Knight movies.
Yeah, but that stuff's on the DC Universe anyways. Who knows?
It is?
Well, they always have Batman movies and they kind of switch it up. Right now it's like the Keaton, Kilmer, Clooney ones, but they'll put the other ones on there, I'm sure. Who knows?
Who knows? I had one other question. I forget now. I guess it doesn't matter. Any other comics-related stuff you wanted to talk about there? What else did you get? We got, I don't know, do you still get Dead Man Logan? That wasn't that good.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Didn't get that. I don't buy that book.
Oh, okay. Well,
I might have gotten, like, the first issue or something, but. I don't really buy that one. I got Rebellion. Yeah, I don't know. Luke Skywalker. I feel like
I bought a lot. Oh God, the art in that was really bad. I bought.
Did you read it?
Yeah. The story was fine.
Some of it.
It was okay. So this other. So this rebel. So what is like the Emperor is trying to sort of like reach out to Luke Skywalker and be like, yes, I can
reach out and touch anger. Faith.
Yes, exactly. Reach out and touch Skywalker. And he's trying to get into the sort of like, and he's making him see visions of like, oh, horrible things. And this is your fault. Yes, I can.
And then he makes it anger. Like a vision where he like, or he has a dream or falls asleep or something. He's like, oh, I'm like a farmer now. I like landed yeah, on this really planet. And I'm like a farmer.
Stuff. And it turns out
he has like a family and an R2 unit. Three kids.
The R2. Those aren't his kids, are they? Those are just.
No, I think.
Oh, I don't know.
I think.
Oh, they just showed like, up and they were like, oh, yeah, man, that war against the Empire took away all of our people. He's like, well, I'll help you. And he uses the Force to be a farmer or whatever. I mean, who cares?
I think what this page is intimating that he stays there and grows old like Captain Picard.
Oh, I
and
see.
And that he has a family and two kids and R2 by his side.
I see.
You can tell because R2 has kind of like graying hair. He's lost a lot on the top, and the rest R2? Of it's gray. Yeah, yeah, he kind of looks like David Cross.
R2 blew himself. Is blue.
He blew himself. Sort of
he blew himself.
And bald on top, as you know, most droids are.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know, because I am also bald on top. But
that's not where I was going with that.
I know, but I'm going there. It's okay. So it turns out like it's all just he was sort of having like a problem with this general guy, this rebel general, and he's like, why is that guy, why is he doing this? Because he thinks his vision is going to come true. And then he goes and the guy's like, no, I'm sacrificing myself so that you can all get away. And Luke's like, no, we'll both do it. And then they led the Empire away.
And then Luke sort of like, you know, humbly steps aside and lets this guy take the credit for Luke Skywalker, who's quite a pilot, for piloting his way. But he lets him take the credit because the Major was going to sacrifice himself.
Yeah. And
that's good for morale. Good job,
General, or whatever he was, Major, Captain, whatever. And they're like, all right.
They consulted with the press secretary, and they're like, the best thing to do, the way to spin this, is to make it look like you are the hero. And I'm going to step back, but I'll stand next to you at the podium. So you can recognize that I was.
So I don't get the medal this time. That's okay, though.
Right. You take the medal. I've got. Do you know how many of those I've had? Like I have. I'm going to another medal ceremony every week with this chick. You know, I still can't get one for my friend's dog. So
it's fine. It's a little. I don't know. These one shots. They're fun.
Just one shots.
I know. It's good.
That's what I like about
it. I thought the art was not too good.
Why? It's because it starts out strong. It looks like Chris Sprouse did like the first couple pages. Like this first page here with like Luke in the black outfit, you know, cutting K2SO in half.
Yeah, right.
That's awesome. And then it says like Greg Pak story, Chris Sprouse, and then : Scott Koblish, Stephanie Landini. It's like, it took three artists to make this book. Like,
one issue?
Yeah. One shot?
Yeah. So weird.
Well, why didn't I get the photo cover? Maybe then.
Oh, I got the photo cover. I went digging for the good bread, and I thought, well, okay, if it stinks, at least I can sell it and say photo cover.
At least
photo
I can have the photo cover.
Yeah.
That you got to go photo cover if you can on a Star Trek or a Star Wars.
Yeah, I think I agree. You're right.
If one's available, not saying you need to like go nuts collecting them, but if the photo one's there and it's like a nice press photo and they haven't altered it, they just threw the logo on there, that's something special. If we would have freaked out as kids, if we
saw
something like that.
I would have. Well, it's like the photo cover is it's the cool Luke sort of Bespin from Empire kind of
outfit.
So I like that. Yeah.
I consider those like, actually, there's another Star Wars like reference, like the trading cards
when we were yes, kids,
like the, like getting the photo cover is kind of like getting like a trading card from back in the day.
Yeah, those are cool.
Those are
probably. I think I have a lunchbox somewhere filled with old.
I was like so into baseball cards. I think I only got like maybe like one or two little packets of like Star Wars ones ever.
Oh really? Oh, I had tons of them. They're all shitty. They're all beat up now.
Like, you can always buy like shitty like sets of them at any given convention. They always have them.
I know. They're all beat up.
Because I was always like, oh wow, there's like some sort of puzzle on the back, like. And then I was always like, I only have, you know, L12 and 5. I'll never see the rest of this picture.
I don't remember ever putting together the picture. I must have done it when I was like, we're talking like, this is like, I was like 5, you know, so I don't remember much.
When was Jedi 83?
Yeah, Jedi was 83, so I would have been like 7 or, and then, so you probably 8 or whatever, but... I don't know. There was a lot of them, though. They released so many sets of those cards. There was, like, yellow ones and red ones and blue ones and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think maybe the first cards I have were, like, Empire ones, too. I've got an Empire.
Oh, yeah. So, I don't know. I probably still have them. They're probably in my parents' attic. Or my parents threw them away. I don't know. Maybe not. That I don't know. I mean, you're right. I mean, I guess it's the good thing is that you don't have to worry about like this long term story that you're just like not into. It's a one shot, and there you go.
Yep, there you go. That's it.
There you go. Attaboy.
Easy peasy.
All right. You got anything else you want to cover? I
think that's it. That's it. I'm sorry that we had to talk Dark Phoenix, but. I think it's so late in the game that, you know, even I was like, it's not like it was end game. I think I even asked you if you wanted to come with me, but if it was, I'm sure that you would have dropped everything if I was like, I have end game screening tickets.
Right.
You
want to come? No, I know. It was
sad. You know what I mean? If it was like, or I don't know, name something else, like just something.
I don't know.
Strangers in Paradise movie. or whatever, but you know when it's
the 19th, for this one I was just like
the 19th X-Men movie, you know what I mean?
I know, and it's
no, I think there were 12, but like it's just kind of really lost its luster even after Days of Future Past was so good.
Yeah, because the last one was so bad. And you know, I mean, I don't even really consider like the Deadpool movies really part of that universe, even though it's sort of, I guess technically they are, because you know, whatever, but like, because he makes funny references.
Yeah, they are. I mean,
McAvoy and all that. But like,
right?
I don't consider them like they're kind of their own thing. So if you know, I mean, it's
almost like a good way is like Shield, Agents of Shield, and the Marvel Universe movies are like the same universe, right?
Right.
But they're not really the same.
There's like no interaction. Yeah.
There's no interaction.
Really.
It's not really, 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 really the same.
Or even when I talk Netflix, about the X-Men movies, I don't really talk about Deadpool. Just like when I talk about Marvel movies, I'm not putting Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. into that like thing.
Or when Marvel. I look at it a little bit differently, because I think that the Deadpool movies are so great that the rising tide lifts all boats. So I always include it when I'm talking about the X-Men movies, so that you can elevate the other ones up to a pretty okay level. If you were to grade on a curve.
What a positive thing to say. Because here I am thinking that the X-Men movies drag Deadpool down.
Yeah, that is definitely the other way to look at it.
I don't want the X-Men movies dragging down Deadpool.
I know, yeah. Or Logan even is like, yeah, that's an X-Men movie, but is it? You know, like
right. It's kind of an alternate universe-y thing, though.
Was spectacular and could exist outside of all of them too. You know what I mean?
I don't consider Logan really. When I say, oh, the X-Men movies, like I don't consider that like, oh, Logan Yeah, because it's not really in that continuity, you know, in a way. It's different.
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe it, but.
It's not, but it is. It's just, yeah. You know, half empty, half full kind of situation.
Situation, yes. That's the situation.
So how you look at it. There's so many of them that you can literally make these kind of distinctions.
Yeah, I mean, that's why people get confused, though. You know what I mean? People are like, well, what about, like, we were talking about this last week a little bit. This is how people get confused. Like, you were asking about the different monsters in the Godzilla movies, and John's like, well, that's a different thing. You know what I mean? But even within the X-Men movies, there are different continents. You know what I mean? Like, you can't even, this is why they can't keep it straight.
Yeah, and then, okay, like, let's say you get a new Cyclops, a new Wolverine, a new Bishop, or whatever, in the Marvel Universe, and then you try to explain to, like, guy on the street fan, like, why the Avengers and X-Men hadn't met up yet, or whatever, you know,
right.
It's like, but I thought I saw that movie, and it had Jennifer Lawrence in it, or whatever, you know, it's just going to be...
And, like, what about Quicksilver? He was in the...
yeah, well, no, he's dead. No, but...
Yeah. Well, Marvel Quicksilver is dead.
Marvel Quicksilver is Quicksilver. Dead.
And they never even called him Quicksilver, so I guess it's okay. But, like...
Yeah, right.
It doesn't. It's... But, yeah. So, like, of course people are going to get confused. Because they can't even keep it right in their own universe.
Yeah.
That's why it's good.
I got to say, you know, like, it's not as much as even in Apocalypse. I thought the Quicksilver scene was cool when he saved everybody in the mansion when it blows up. Like, they figured that out, and that was their little gimmick, and they did that in Dark Phoenix too, and it was cool. It's always cool.
No, it's always a fun little, like, part of the movie. Great. I mean, but, like, I'm glad that this is the last one that Fox will be doing, because it's some of them have been really good, but they've kind of just fucked it up, you know, like, too much, and it's good to just be like, okay, let's just stop, and we'll turn it over to Marvel, and they'll do a good job.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like it'll be interesting Spider-Man.
To see, you know, all the recastings and stuff. That'll be the biggest part.
Well, it will. It'll be weird. It'll be weird to see Wolverine. That's the only one. I don't really care about anybody. I mean, I guess Fassbender, like you said, has been great, and James McAvoy is great. But, like, I'm not too worried about recasting those guys. But seeing Wolverine played by a different actor would be weird. But, that's life.
There's probably plenty of, you know, plenty of good candidates. You know what
Fish
I mean?
Fish in the sea? Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure they'll find some. I mean, nobody even knew who Hugh Jackman was before that.
You know what's funny? Like, somebody was saying something on Twitter about, like, recasting people, and they were... I mentioned it to Stacey, and she was like, you know who I'd like to see as Alfred is Jason Statham, because there's, like, the version of Alfred where he's, like, and they're going to be doing it in that Pennyworth TV show where he's younger. He was, like, MI5, like, spy kind of guy. And in the animated TV show, The Batman,
Beware the
Batman, like the CGI guy. One, that's Jason Statham. Alfred right there.
That would be
pretty badass.
Well, maybe Robert Pattinson will have a big, tough Jason Statham Alfred
to
back him up. No, that would be cool. I mean, like, it's fun, and we always have our good time with, like, oh, would you like a sandwich, sir? But, like, you know, it's time to refresh.
Well, if Alfred. I told you I burned that letter.
I burned that letter. Yeah, Michael Caine was actually great. I mean, that's
how... Name a bad Alfred. You can't really.
Yeah, there's never really been a bad Alfred. You're right. But it would be cool to see a new, like, a different take on him.
Yeah.
I don't think it'd be the kind of character where people go, what? You can't do that.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll make a girl Alfred. Just, like, that seems to be the thing to do in movies these days.
Oh, yeah.
Just change the gender and everything will be fine.
Yeah.
And in comics. But then it would be like, oh, he's got a female slave.
right.
I don't know. Yeah. Whatever.
Whatever.
But, I think we're about good here, right?
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Good. Let's wrap it up. And, yeah, don't forget, if you want to ask the league anything, send us a tweet or we have a form online. Is it on Facebook?
It's on Facebook, yep.
Yeah, go to our Facebook page, League Podcast.
Ask us anything, however you think you can get. Smoke signals, send us a tweet. Send us an email, feedback at leaguepodcast.com, tweet, leave a post on our Facebook page. We're at 1,000 likes over there, so thank you all for liking the show, keeping us above that 1,000 benchmark. Yeah. We really appreciate it.
That's pretty cool.
And while you're there, you can see the form. You can just ask us anything. It could be like, why don't you guys leave the house before noon on Sunday? Or it could be like, how do I deal with this stack of comics that I want to read but just too big,
or like, should I invest in comic book art or should I invest in, you know, whatever.
Yeah, definitely ask if you have questions about flipping comics. I think that's a good place to ask. Stuff
I can give you some.
You're the flipper king.
I'm the flipper king. Wow.
You can do anything
because it's flipper. Did you ever watch that show, The Flipper, no. the dolphin?
Never watched it. Know what it really? Is. Never watched Jesus. It. Punk band God. Called Flipper. I know that.
Oh, well, all right. They're just, I'm sure they're just as good as Flipper the Dolphin.
Same.
That's, yeah. All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Now I'm going to go enjoy my Sunday afternoon because I don't leave the house before our podcast. So I got to go out now.
Very well. And always get the good bread.
Yes, get the good bread. See you later.
Lady Fox.
No going out before podcasting.